The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here.
Yes.
It is so lovely to be with you all.
Yes.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. And the name of the program is?
The Story of Your Life.
That sounds very, very serious.
I thought I'd make it serious.
But you know, it is serious.
For most people.
For most people, the story of their life dictates their life going forward in time.
But in case you haven't noticed, Shia and I are not tremendously serious. But we do finish each other's sentences.
We do.
So, the story of your life. Let's talk about how to get the most from this show.
And that would be through listening.
Aha, did you know that was coming?
Of course. Unless this is your first time listening to our show, but we always talk about listening because people, for the most part, listen to their thoughts about what's being said and rarely let the essence of what's being said come all the way in.
It's fun. The quote that was on the write-up of this show today, it's a quote of a lovely lady who works with us in New York. Her name is Jody. And she said, it's amazing to see how everything is a story except what's in front of you. So you can either be lost in talking to yourself about your past or your future or what you have to do, or talking to yourself about what we just said.
Or you can hear what we say and let that be enough. Now, you know, you don't have to agree or disagree with what somebody says in order to listen to them. In fact, if you agree or disagree, chances are, in that moment, you're not listening to them. You're listening to your thoughts about what they just said.
To your story. You're taking what's being said, comparing it to the story of what you know to be true, and you're talking to yourself about it.
But, see, when you do that, there's no possibility of learning something new.
There are three basic principles to instantaneous transformation. We'll just touch on them before we go to our callers, because we have several people today, I see. So the first is, anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life.
And if you look at your life, if you had 10 wonderful things happen today and one thing go wrong, I'm being conservative, what you'd come home with is that one thing that went wrong, not the 10 wonderful things.
And have you ever noticed that when you're working on your thoughts on that one thing that went wrong, you have a hard time or you're distracted when you're listening to another person?
In fact, it dominates your life. What you resist dominates you. So that's the first thing.
Second thing is, no two things can occupy the same space at the same time.
So in this moment of now, you can only be exactly as you are, where you are, and your life circumstances can only be exactly what they are.
Third principle is, anything you allow to be exactly as it is without judging it, that's the caveat, it completes
itself. In an instant, it will complete itself.
That's the basics. I'd love to go to our first caller, shall we?
Okay, Heidi. Are you there?
Hi. I am here. Hello.
Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling you from Gainesville, Florida.
Yippee.
All right. Is it warm down there?
It is very warm and lovely, sunny.
Oh, that's
good.
Great.
So what can we do for you, dear?
Well, I just wanted to comment on how much you're teaching about being in the moment and listening has been affecting my teaching. I'm teaching now at the University of Florida, foreign students that come to learn English.
Awesome.
And one of the things that the students have been complaining about is that they don't hear well what the Americans are saying. And so in a few of the classes I have been commenting how those two things can take place at the same time and how sometimes we have mental chatter that occupies us, and so we can't hear what is being said. So some of the students in some of the exercises are improving so well because they're realizing and they're identifying their mental chatter that is not allowing them to hear.
Amazing.
That's great, Heidi.
That's amazing.
That is great.
And also, if they have a story that they don't know English,
yes,
that story, that idea will become an impediment
to them learning.
Yes. I put sometimes on the board mental chatter, and one of the things is I can't understand. And I say, well, you're even thinking that. You're not hearing.
Wait, Heidi.
You're breaking up
Up. Could you say that again, please? Just do it a little slower, and I think it'll come through.
Okay. I have been putting on board information as to what is mental chatter. And one of the things that they could be saying to themselves is, I don't understand. And in that second, when they speak, I don't understand, they're not listening.
Absolutely right. Exactly.
When they're saying to themselves, I don't understand.
They're listening to their statement that they don't understand in their head rather than listening to you teaching.
Exactly.
You know, I often find that's true, that sometimes people focus down on words rather than like a camera get wide focus to absorb things.
What I love, Heidi, is, you see, we've worked with you for a number of years when you lived in New York and worked at the United Nations, and now you've moved down to Florida. But what I am so thrilled about, I actually have goosebumps, is that you've discovered that transformation and the technology of transformation is yours. So you're teaching these kids to learn to listen, which makes a huge difference in their ability to be present in their lives, and it makes a difference in your teaching.
Okay. I have such a success story with one student. He was all smiles today. He said to me, I didn't look at my telephone while we were in class. Because one of the things that we tell our students is turn off your phones because you will have a tendency to go look at your messages.
Right.
And that's part of the mental chatter that is in your head. So you can't hear me or you can't hear the dialogue. Because
right.
You're worried about that.
You know, and that's one of those things. Whenever you're learning something new, you often get distracted and follow a thought and go off to, oh, gosh, you know, I wonder if anybody sent me an email.
Right.
And then you're no longer there.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations on your obvious success at teaching in Florida.
Thank you so much. I am enjoying it thoroughly.
That's great.
That's excellent. And the students are really fortunate to have you.
And what is magical is how much transformation comes through in my teaching, making just the students aware that no two things take place at the same time.
Well, that's one of the things I love about transformation is that it infuses whatever is your passion. So if you're a teacher or if you're the clergy or if you're a fishing person or if you meditate, whatever you do, once you get here, your whole life is energized.
Exactly. And it's so nice to see them realizing that.
That's great.
And it's all thanks to you. Thank you so much for your teaching.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you for being such an apt student.
Well, you know, Heidi, if your kids want to, or adults, because you may be teaching adults as well, want to brush up on the principles of transformation as well as their English, you can always give them the links to the radio shows.
Very well. Excellent. I will.
We recently saw you on the video for this radio show, and it was really neat to see you. In fact, if you guys haven't seen, those of you listening have not seen the video recently that goes with the Being Here radio show, go up to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and go to the Being Here page and click on the video, and you'll get to see what Heidi looks like.
I don't know that you'll know it's Heidi because I don't think her name is written under it.
Well, if you listen, you may be able to hear her voice.
That requires listening.
Hey, thanks for calling
Thanks for calling in, Heidi.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for everything.
You're welcome. You know, we are doing a course in New York City on the art of listening November 4th. Through 6th, and you're invited. And it's going to be an excellent, excellent course. I can go ahead.
You know, when you learn how to really listen, it will shift the quality of your life in all aspects. Every aspect of your life will take a quantum leap in the area of satisfaction and well-being.
And you know, you can tell from when Heidi's teaching, she's not talking to herself about the story of her life, about whether or not she's taught before or whether or not she's qualified. She just, which she obviously is, but she's just having attention on her students and transmitting the information they need to learn in order to learn the English language. No two things can occupy the same space or the same you at
the same
time.
At the same time.
You can either be talking to yourself about something or you can actually be here.
Right.
We have to go to a break. Shall we? You'll come back with us shortly, please.
And come
you're
on back.
You ready? And don't miss being here.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. Next,
we're talking about the story of your life.
Yes, we are.
Next what, darling?
Next Monday night, we are back in New York City. Missed you guys. So Monday Night Alive, come join us if you're in the New York area. If you are in London tomorrow, we are going to be there for a meetup group, Practical Enlightenment. And on Friday, we're doing a different meetup group on the subject of relationships. You can find the details on our website at transformationmadeeasy.com. We have another caller.
Yes, we do.
Claudia?
Hi.
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 Tell
people
where you're calling from.
Oh, I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
And we are great to answer your question.
Good. That's great. This topic was really interesting because when I thought to call in, I started to think about it. And I was thinking about many different things. One of the things that came up for me recently was that I was talking to a woman. As you know, I'm looking for contracts and looking for projects to work on. And things are really opening up right now, which is very interesting. So this woman had sent me an email out of the blue. I didn't recognize her name or anything, so I ended up emailing her back, and then we had a conversation. And the other day I went to an interview with this organization that actually looks for contracts for the people that they hire. And she was telling me that we were having a really good conversation, and the listening thing was so evident because I was sitting there. I was really listening to what she had to say. And then she said to me, you know, we were approached by another client who wanted someone to do some event management. And we thought of you because it's on your resume, but we didn't offer it to you because we didn't think that the money was enough. And I sat there. And, of course, the story I told myself was, well, I would have taken it. I would have done it for any amount of money. But what she said to me was, you're worth more. And it was so, I listened to that and I thought, oh, my gosh, I do a real story about what I'm worth, not only financially but in other areas as well. And that has been my story. And it really sort of, so this topic really brought it out for me. And so it was very interesting to get that feeling because what I do, I think, is compare myself. So things like I'm not good looking enough, I'm not intelligent enough, I'm not sexy enough. So that's the story I tell myself. And I think that it does, as you said, you know, with the first interview, is that it stops me from looking at other opportunities.
Well, yeah, it's interesting as you're speaking and you're listing some of the limitations you think about yourself. I'm certain that some of the listeners are going, yep, yep, me too. Me too. Because in comparison, when you're comparing, you're not really here. The moment you compare, you're already in your story.
Yes.
Because you're looking at somebody else's assets and you're stacking up what you perceive about yourself as opposed to reality.
Or what you decided about yourself years and years ago And that story still plays. You know, the interesting thing about transformation is the being transforms, the mind stays the same. Mm. The mind is still locked in a change modality, and it still is saying the same things it's always said, maybe with a little bit of an upgrade, but not much. In truth, you repeat the things you've been telling yourself that are your limitations since you were a child, they're the same limitations.
You know, we talk about that in our first book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, how you have tapes that are preset, and they're loops. They're a preset loop put together in a moment in time by an early version of you, and we expect them to change, but they don't. The circumstances, it's as if you have an MP3 player on shuffle, and up comes a story or a jukebox, and the circumstances apply a little pressure, and up comes your story.
Yeah,
about your limitations.
But those limitations, and mainly those stories include why you can't. Wins become a concept, and your limitations seem real.
Yes, I really do see that, and it's all in around judgment as well. In judging myself and in judging others, and I've really noticed that since, you know, I've been doing the workshops with you and the radio shows in Costa Rica. I really notice when I'm being judgmental, not only towards other people, but, you know, towards myself. The interesting thing for me is that, and I'm hoping that other people
let me stop you for a second, yes. Claudia, because what you just said was too good to let go by.
Uh-huh.
See, when you're judging yourself is when you judge other people. If you stop judging yourself, you'll stop judging other people.
Right.
Because you treat other people the way you treat yourself.
I'd also like to say something to what you just said. You reference that you've done several things with us, and you notice your judgments, and therefore you don't judge yourself and other people as much. Something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to think that it's over, like you've taken a pill and that the noticing your judgments is a one-time thing, because even as you're relating the story of sitting with this lady and noticing that you have a story, there's a little bit of judgment against yourself in what you talked about.
Oh, yeah.
So what you want to do, instead of saying, well, I'm not judgmental anymore, is to get interested in all the ways you are.
Yes, and that's very interesting, because it's not over for me, because I do notice it, you know, at any time that I'm doing this or I'm doing that. And but I'm not sure how to notice it and get, like you just said something there about noticing it and getting involved in it.
No, get interested in it.
Get interested in it.
Get interested in all the ways that you still undermine yourself by listening to the story of your life.
Okay.
That all the ways you empower your limitations. That you set in place in the story. So you don't see, the thing is this. In fact, you don't have limitations, but in your story you do.
Right.
So you think that you're limited in certain areas of your life because of, and you fill in the blank with your story, but in reality you have a wealth of attributes that you don't even see because you don't think you have them.
Yep, I see that.
Other thing, too, Claudia, is that you judge yourself and then you judge yourself for judging yourself. So,
yes.
For instance, you compare and you find yourself less, and then you judge yourself for comparing because you have an idea now that that's not, you know, such a good idea. So you judge yourself for having compared. And what we're saying is don't judge yourself for judging yourself. Get interested in all the ways.
You judge yourself.
You judge yourself. It becomes a joke.
Right.
You don't sound happy about it. You didn't think it was a good joke. It wasn't a funny joke, she doesn't think.
Well, you know, I mean, the way my mind works is I'm trying to figure out how to do it.
Yes, but that's the way the mind is. Now, the game is not to get lost in your mind.
Yeah, the mind wants
right.
to change you, fix you, improve you.
Make you better. Make you stop judging yourself.
Or you can get involved in what's in front of you, what's to be done, what's the next thing. You can either talk to yourself about yourself, or you can get involved in your life.
Right, right, right. That is really neat.
It is neat.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing that I find is that, you know, with this woman who basically gave me a compliment by saying, you know, you're more senior and you are worth more, or if somebody says something to me that is complimentary to me, I say thank you. The word comes out and I say thank you. But there's a part of me that doesn't believe it.
Like, right.
That, and again, it's going back to that's my story.
That is your story.
Well, your story intercedes between you and another person. So you don't really mean thank you fully. It's her perspective. You don't hear it from her point of view because your story is like a pop-up menu. You know, sometimes you go to a website and one of those pop-up menus come up, you know, or one of those flash things come up between you and the screen you want to look at?
Yes.
You know, your story just comes up, and all you have to do is click the little close button, and then you can really hear that from her perspective she feels you're too senior. And then when you say thank you, it's really about her. It's not about you and whether or not you believe her.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to believe her.
Okay. I like the little pop-up and you click it off. I like that a lot.
Yeah. You know, it's not a big deal. You're trying to get over this.
Yeah, this is the difference between change and transformation.
Yeah.
Transformation, you notice the way you are. That's it. You just notice it as the way you are in that moment. Change, you notice the way you are, and you disagree with that and think you should be different than you are.
Yes.
So, hey, if you notice yourself disagreeing, you're just not in the moment.
And, you know, the other thing, you can...
And all you have to do is notice it. And not judge yourself for it, and you're back in the moment.
Wow.
The thing is, you can always go back to this lady and say, listen, I was thinking about what you said about not offering me that job because you didn't feel it was enough money. And I appreciate that. But also, I really love to be busy. So mm-hmm. if I have the time, I might have taken that. So feel free to offer me anything, and we can discuss it.
Right. Right, that's an excellent idea. Because I'm never talking to her again. That's an excellent idea.
Yeah, because if you're happy you're being busy, it's not about the money.
No, exactly, exactly. And yes, yes.
Thank you for calling in today, Claudia.
Well, thank you so much. You
really?
Have a great day.
We will.
Too. You too.
Thank you.
Oh, that was fast. We have to go to a break now.
Yes, we do.
So please come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iradioblog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
We're talking about the story of your life.
The story of your life. You know what's funny about the story of your life?
What?
If it's a good story, it's not really a good story.
If it's a good, bad story.
Then it's a really good story. You know, if you have had a difficult life and you've overcome all kinds of diseases and abuse.
And odds,
then it's a good story. But it has to be bad to be good.
And by the way, you know something? Your story is not true. It's all an interpretation of events as recorded by you at the time of the interaction. So, you know, those wonderful stories from when you were 6 or 7 or 8, they were recorded by a 6-year-old you. 6-year-olds embellish. They lie. They misinterpret. So you may as well just kind of like let go of the whole thing. Shall we take our caller?
I think we should.
Stephanie, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hey. You're cracking me up.
Why is that?
I'm calling because I wanted to share something that, well, to a certain degree, relates to that before I met you, I had a very good, really bad story.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to share something that actually happened recently. I met with my sister, and my sister gave me a little card, and I hope this translates. You have, like, in a family, there is, like, one that is especially difficult. That's called the black sheep.
Yes.
So we have the same saying. So the card...
Now, where are you calling in from, Stephanie?
Where I'm calling in from?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm calling in from Rosengarten in Germany. It's close to Hamburg.
Okay.
So, but we can literally translate the black sheep into German.
Okay,
yes, okay.
Good. So you have a card, it's written in German, and you're translating it for
us.
Yes. Okay, we're ready.
My sister gave me this card, and it says, black sheep was yesterday, and it shows this white sheep with all these colorful dots on it.
Uh-huh.
And it was so, well, it really touched me. I mean, it's a fun card, but what it was that really had this story that I was the bad kid and the difficult kid, and Auntie was like the fun and easy kid.
Uh-huh.
And we don't have that anymore, thanks to meeting you guys, really. I'm like working with you. My relationship with my sister is so much on. We don't have to be either way, the bad or the good one. It's like we are really friends and partners.
That's great.
I just so, And it's everywhere. It's not only with my sister, but I just recently, we actually meet regularly for dinner, so we have time for the two of us. And I so enjoy my sister's company. And that would not have been possible without transformation. It was like, it was either way, she was doing well or I was doing well.
Well, how are things going with your husband?
Really well.
Cool. Because,
yes.
You know, you were talking to her and about her, and it was great, and I know that was the point you were making, but it just, I started going, huh, wonder how things are going there.
Oh, with my husband?
Yeah.
Really well. It's everywhere. It's like, I enjoy Rainer more than I ever thought I would be able to enjoy a man, actually.
Oh, you mean because he's one of those?
Yes. That was another story. Like, you know, that was not in my reality that a man could be a partner, and I could be a partner to him.
Uh-huh.
And it's really, it's getting actually more and more. I don't know how to say that.
You really what?
I really enjoy Rainer.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I feel like he's really partnering me, and I partner him, so it's like this equal partnership, and it's not all the time, it's like, but it's most of the time.
Good. So
yes.
Did you have a question?
Not really. I just wanted to share this story with my sister, and that things go really well. Like, I was thinking of something you said to me when I met you the first time. You asked me to introduce myself, and I said something that I'm difficult. And Jaya said, no, you're not. And you said, you don't know what I was before I came into the room, but the person who is sitting here is not. And it just made such a difference in my life.
So when you introduced yourself the first time, I don't recall this, the first time you met us and you said, hi, I'm Stephanie, and I'm really difficult?
I actually think I said that. I said, you asked me to say something about me, and I said, like, I'm an angry, impatient, I probably said difficult person.
Okay.
And so then Shai said, the person who's sitting in front of us isn't that.
Yes. You said, you're not. And I looked like, what do you mean? And then you said, I explained it. And you said, see, I don't know who you were like before you came in here, but the person who is introducing herself doesn't looks difficult to me or feels difficult, and you're not impatient right now. And it just, I remember this frequently because it's like, wow, I can be, well, I have a choice every minute. I don't have to be, you know, what my brain is telling me, what a story I had in my life.
Right.
Right.
That's so true. Because normally, if we say, tell us something about you, you don't look and see what's right there. You pop up with the story of who you think you were and your limitations. That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Hey, thanks for calling into the show today.
Yes.
Thank you
very much.
And say hi to your sister.
I will.
And your husband.
Of course. I will.
Excellent.
Okay. We have another caller on the line. Andrea, are you there?
Hello, this is Andrea speaking.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Yeah, we can hear you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Switzerland, from Basel, actually. I'm sitting in my studio.
Lovely.
What kind of studio do you have?
It is a studio where I teach my singing students.
Oh, so you're
they
a singing teacher.
Sing. Yes, I am.
Well, that's great.
And yes, it is, actually. And I always find myself, when I'm in the moment with my students, I totally forget about all the stories I've ever had in my life, and that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and I have a question about my mind. When something really good is not even, how to say, I wonder about if the future my mind is thinking about sometimes, if that is also a story.
Yes. It's a story based on your past, and it's a projection going forward in time based on your past.
Because you can only create or imagine your future based on what you've already experienced.
So, okay. Before you met us, you could not imagine that your life could be easy.
No, never.
It never occurred to you that in January you'd be coming to Costa Rica with us.
Yeah, that's true.
So you couldn't imagine coming to Costa Rica because it hadn't happened yet in your experience.
Yeah.
So, your pictures of how your future is going to show up really is based on your past as part of your story.
Oh, I like that because I always thought that this would be like this is the good story and the one that comes from the past that's the bad story.
Well, good and bad is all change. You know, that's where you say this is the right one, this is the wrong one, this is better. I'm going to improve.
Yeah, it's true. I like that. And I have something else comes to my mind because I just this morning I was thinking about it. I dream a lot of stuff during the night.
Yes.
And sometimes I wake up in the morning and feeling weird about a dream I just had. And I was just wanting to ask you, what do you say about dreams? Do they mean anything?
Only if you say they do.
Okay.
Well, for me, there's two kinds of dreams. You know, sometimes dreams, disturbing dreams, are really actually, if you take a look at them, they're really wonderful. They have wonderful information. I treat dreams a little different than some people. Sometimes in my dreams, the way I dream, I can't talk about you, I get information, like I'm connected in with people. So if I have a dream about somebody, sometimes it's information and I call them up and I say, hey, I had a dream about you and you felt like you were a little worried about this thing you were about to do, but it's going to turn out perfect.
Okay.
You know, so it depends. You know, I had a...
Wow.
I wanted to say something about what you first said when you got on. You said that
please.
When you're teaching your students, your story goes totally away.
Yes.
And I see that as true, except for not always, and I'll tell you what I mean, at least for when Shai and I work. Our story of our life falls into the background, but it's still a resource to pull upon. So if you're...
What does that mean, a resource to pull upon?
Resource. If you were to have a library of information, that's a resource.
Yes.
So you're teaching a student, and they're having a hard time hitting a high C, a note. And you used to have a hard time with that, and then you discovered that if instead of trying to pretend you were reaching for it, you relaxed down into it as if it were a low note, that you could make it perfectly. That comes from your story. It comes from your experience. So then you can share that with somebody in a way that's an example that supports them.
Yes, that's true. I actually do that a lot. I tell them, you know, when I was on this point, I did this and that.
Very good.
I felt the same way as you do now, but I just encourage them through my experience. Yeah, that's very cool. That's true. I do that.
You know, we have to go to a break shortly, but the reason I wanted to point that out to you is because you were categorizing your story in that good-bad, like the bad, either your story is bad, but in it...
You know, look, I use the story of my life or a lot of the events that happened in my life as examples to show people how there's other possibilities that they don't see. Look, we're going to have to go to a break, but how about you come back after the break and we can talk about this some more?
Oh, yes, please.
Excellent.
I love
to. We'll be back with Andrea. Come on back shortly.
And don't
miss being here.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. If you're not yet on our email list, the Excellence Club...
You should be.
It's wonderful. You get blogs from amazing people. You get videos from us each month and articles, and you get links to know what the upcoming radio show is. So if you haven't signed up yet, just go to TransformationMadeEasy.com on the far right-hand side, the Excellence Club, our mailing list. You still there, Andrea?
I'm here.
Sorry, I'm working with Andrea in California, and her name popped out of my mouth instead of yours, Andrea.
That's perfectly fine, my name. That's good.
Excellent. So your mind is structured good, bad, right, wrong. So when you're talking about the story of your life, you're talking about it only...
As though it's a bad thing to have a story.
Yes.
You see... Transformation is different than change in that in transformation, everything that is the way it's supposed to be. In change, you have an idea of things that would be better than the way things are right now. So you think you'd be better if you didn't have a story about your life. You can have the story, it can be very useful, and you don't have to believe the limitations that the story tells you. You can notice, oh, look, it says I can't do that, and you can go ahead and do it anyway.
Yeah, that's cool. That happens sometimes with jogging. I go jogging a lot, and then sometimes my mind goes in the morning, I don't want to go, and while I'm getting up and getting dressed and walk out the door and go jogging.
Yes.
And that's really cool that this opportunity exists. I really love that.
That's great.
It makes everything easier.
You know, we have a friend who's an actor, and he recently went to an audition and came across another actor that he used to work with. And he went away feeling really insecure about himself and how he may not, this actor came away insecure, and he realized.
This friend of ours came away feeling insecure,
and he realized that he used to feel that way a lot when he worked with this other guy. And the story of your life can be accessed also in communication with somebody else. It's almost like you pick up a telephone and your limitations start to play. Interestingly enough, he got that job, by the way. But it didn't mean that the story of his inadequacies didn't play. But if you're ever finding yourself around somebody and you're feeling insecure or you're feeling like out of sorts, if you look at the three principles, Andrea, and you allow yourself to be okay with it, it gives the opportunity, the phone calls both ways. So it gives your friends or your clients the opportunity to feel well about themselves also. Because I'll bet you there are some times when you're teaching that you don't feel like you're quite as crisp as
other times.
Yes, that's true. That is different with whoever I'm working with.
Yeah, and
it's not the same with everyone.
Right, and if you let yourself feel okay not feeling crisp with that person who's in front of you, they're far more likely to do well in the lesson than if you're fighting with yourself.
Thank you. That is so good advice. I like that because I then sometimes think that I should do it better, or why doesn't it go better, or I should do something else. But that's cool. Thank you.
But you see, whenever you think you should do it better or you should do something else, if you ever have something more, different, or better running in your thoughts, like you should do something more or different or better, that's your mind. It's comparing how you're doing to how it thinks you should be doing or how you did in the past.
Don't know if you were listening when we were speaking with Claudia, but anytime you're comparing, you're already lost in your story because you're looking at where you think you should be going rather than allowing yourself to be where you are.
And it's always based in the story when you're thinking about where you should be in your life, because you've set in motion a plan earlier on as to where you should be, and then you strive to achieve that.
That's so true. And wherever I'm there, there's not something else I could reach for.
That's right. There's always something else you can reach for, as though it's better than what you've got. That's why most relationships, Andrea, fail, because when you don't have it, you want it until you have it. But then you have it, so you don't want it anymore.
Oh, yes.
There's a real big difference between having and wanting. When you want a relationship with somebody, you romance them. When you have them as a relationship, they become, for the most part, something that drags on you for attention.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, yes.
So the game is to want what you have.
That's cool. Thank you, yes.
And that applies to teaching also. If you're feeling it's not going fast enough, if you want it to be that way, because I guarantee you anytime you're thinking, why isn't this going faster, the person you're teaching is fighting with themselves. They're trying to get ahead rather than be there and just learn what you have to offer. They're trying to get to some ideal.
Thank you. That's so good. Yes, I was talking with somebody about that we're just wherever we are at the moment, and we cannot be anywhere else with our voice. We're just wherever we are. And I guess with the voice, it's with life. It can expand forever, and it never stops, but it's always on the right point.
I think sometimes, too, people who come for lessons with you, and I'm sure it goes for a lot of other things, forget why they got into singing in the first place, and they stop having fun.
Because fun really is the access way to enlightenment, you know.
Yes.
If you're having fun with your life, it's a lot easier to become self-realized than if you're working seriously at getting better.
You know, we listened a couple weeks ago to an interview with one of these new rookie phenomena pitchers on the Yankees.
Baseball team.
Nova is his last name.
Ivan Nova.
Ivan Nova. And they were asking him if he felt pressure about pitching, and he's like, no, why should I? If I go out there and have fun, that's what the game's about for me, and if I'm having fun and relaxed, I do better anyway. And he was laughing off the question, and I really loved it because he said, if I'm having fun, then I'm doing my job. And when you get serious about your life and you're trying to overcome these great odds in the moment, you're lost in the story of whether or not you can do it rather than simply being there or being here to use the story of the title of this show.
Right.
Well, cool. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's been really lovely having you on the show today.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, wow. The show is rapidly moving toward a close. Hey, reminder again, everybody, we are back in New York City on Monday for Monday Night Alive. So if you're in the area, come, invite your friends. And if you're in London or you know anybody in the UK, they can come see us tomorrow for a meetup on practical enlightenment, and on Friday about a transformational approach to dating, relating, and marriage. Pretty good subjects.
Yeah.
It's been our pleasure to be with you all today, and we look forward to being with you again.
Next week.
That's right. So next week, feel free to call into the show if you didn't do it today. Just set your clocks and come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.